Good morning. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6. If I can find it. There it is. Just a few short verses there. Proverbs chapter 6, beginning in verse 20. My son, keep your father's commandment, and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always, tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you.
Well, I thank Jonathan for that reading. Appreciate everyone's attendance this morning. My topic question for this month was, what is the role of the child? What's the role of our children? And you understand, right, that children do not spend a lot of time pondering this question. They don't seem to be too worried whether or not they are at or exceeding expectation level. That's just not a big deal for them. If you were to ask a child what they think their role is, I would suppose most of them in some fashion or the other would conclude three main big things. One is to play, one is to snack, and one is to nap. And there's nothing too philosophical there. It stays that way for a number of years, in some variation of that. The eating time changes and the sleeping time changes and what they eat and all that. But basically, it stays about the same until they start reaching a point in life where they no longer want to be children and start wanting to become adults. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 11th verse is a familiar verse. There Paul says, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. There are scores of Bible passages that address the various stages of a child's development. Those very early stages of imprinting, and those years followed by years of modeling, and then years of socialization. But of course, the Bible doesn't talk about that like a sociology textbook. The Bible explains it in a narrative form. Stories about real people, real children, with real problems and real solutions. So this morning, I want us to take just a moment and look at that preciously short period of time when parents have the opportunity and the responsibility to cast the mold that will shape the child for a lifetime and help them understand what their role is while they are growing up. And let's begin by acknowledging that children are indeed a gift from the Lord. Psalms 127 and verse 3 says that. Says the children are a gift, like arrows that are shot out into the world, and blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They are special not because they are children. The world is full of children. They are special because God gave me my children, and He gave you your children, and they are uniquely different gifts. When the Lord gives the gift of rain, He causes it to rain on the just and the unjust. My rain is the same as your rain, and your rain's the same as mine. And our rain is the same rain that falls on the heathens and the slugs and the reprobates. But our children are special gifts from God that are uniquely different. And He's given us good instruction so that we might understand their role and how to care for them. Proverbs 6, 20 through 22 that Jonathan read for us. Solomon writes, "My son, observe the commandments of your father, and do not forsake the teachings of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk about, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk to you." Those are such comforting words. And this passage makes the point, I think, very clear that the role of the parent is to teach, but the role of the child, the job of the child, is to learn. And it is in this learning process that the child comes to have a better understanding of what their role encompasses. I'd like to suggest three general areas that are based in the Word of God. And then we'll come back and we'll look at each one of those specifically with some passages to reinforce them. The first one, within a child's role, there are specific things that a child needs to learn and to know. To learn and to know. And a couple of these things would include, they need to learn to be obedient, and they need to learn their place in the order of things as God has directed. The second thing within their role as a child, there are certain things that they need to experience. They need to experience discipline. And they need to experience unconditional love. And then the third thing that I'd like for us to consider within their role, a child needs to embrace certain things. And among those, I put down that they need to embrace the truth, and they need to embrace the righteousness of God. We could have picked a lot of other things, but for our time, I think this will help us to understand kind of an overview of their role. So why would those three areas, why would those three parts of their role be so vital as the role of a child? And you know the answer. It's because these three are transferable when the child gets older, when we get older, when we start putting away the childish things and start becoming men and women for God. The concept of obedience and place and discipline and love and truth and righteousness are all vital in a future relationship with our Heavenly Father. When at some point in the child's life, they voluntarily mature to the level that they voluntarily want to become children again and submit themselves now as children to God. Under the things to learn, I put down. The first one was obedience. Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Classical verse. We all know that one. And it, to me, it paired so well with the Proverbs passage of 6 and 20. Observe the commandments of your father and do not forsake the teaching of your mother. Obedience is fundamental to any parent-child relationship. Obedience is doing what we're told when we're told. I cannot tell you the number of times in that 36 years of teaching when I gave a direction and so many minutes later the child had not done it and it's, I'm going to. It's like, when I feel like it, when I get around to it, I'll do it. But obedience is doing what we're told to do when we're told to do it. Obedience is not doing what we're told to do because we agree with it. If we only do the things that we're told to do because we agree with them, then what do we do when we're told to do something that we don't agree with? We obey what we're told to do out of respect. Obedience is not doing what we are told to do because we agree with it, but rather because we respect the parent, the teacher, the employer, the person in authority. And that is a concept that must be learned very, very early. And the second one, the child's place in the order of things. The child's not the center of the family, although some children might disagree with that, and some grandparents might. I was thinking that one of the roles of the children really is, and it's, this is not biblical, but it's the grandparents' way of getting back to the children, you know, or getting back at them. So you want to be sure to have grandchildren. But anyway, The place of the child is not the center. The place of the child is not an equal to the parent. The place of the child is not the parent's best friend. But a child is a child. They need to experience being a child. I have a very good friend, old neighbor. They stopped in to visit a while back. They were down in Tennessee now. But from the time their little boy was real, real little, I mean, under kindergarten, his father always called him little man. And he always expected him to be a little man. And as much as I liked Henry, I thought, man, Henry, give the kid a break. Let him be a little boy. You know, it's part of the innocence, part of the quality and character of childhood. Is why Jesus said, "You got to be like these." He didn't say you got to be like a little man to inherit the kingdom of earth. Be like a child. A child's role is to grow from an infant to an adult. Luke 2:52, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. It's a continuous growth process. Under things to experience, the first point that I put down was that they need to experience discipline. Hebrews 12:11. Familiar passage. Now, no discipline at the moment seems joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. There are two things that aggravate me in life probably as much as anything. And one of them is an undisciplined dog, and the second one is an undisciplined child. I just throw those two together. And that's me. But they need to understand discipline. It says it will yield the peaceful fruit of righteousness. We see this throughout all of our lives, where children have not been trained with discipline. The second thing that I put down for them to experience that goes with that is unconditional love. You say, well, that seems kind of odd that the two to go together, but good discipline cannot be done with a child, with your child, without unconditional love. Well, Wilbur Jacobs up at Inglewood years ago used to say that it is when a child seems to deserve love the least is when he needs it the most. And you think about that. Romans 5 and verse 8. But God demonstrates his unconditional love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So when we do discipline our children, it's got to be with love. And they need to understand that. They need to understand that part of their role as a child is to be trained with discipline. I would never reduce it to this, but it does seem like, and I'm not doing the role of the parent this morning, but the role of the parent seems to be like a glorified animal trainer. Glorified, because we do bring glory to God if we do it right, but we are to train them, and that involves discipline, but discipline with love. Under the things to embrace, and I must hurry, the first thing I put down was truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs told, Solomon told his son, this is so important to have the truth, to know the truth, to use the truth. I can't tell you that. God has many truths that a child needs to embrace because they are truisms in life. That is, they are not only true for the child, but they are true for that child when he grows up. Among the many truths found in God's Word that a child needs to embrace are these two, and they cover such a large area of our lives. The first one, I guess I put down three. The first one I put down is effort, then reward. Now, there's not a verse that says you've got to put forth effort, then you get the reward. But over and over and over, we have passages that imply that. You can't have a harvest unless you sow. You must sow the seed to expect the harvest. You want a good night's rest? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet. And you can go down item after item after item that reflects effort, then reward. And our society, unfortunately, right now, we have the world growing up with the mentality of, I want the reward first. Give me this first, and then I'll go do it. God says you go do it, and then you get the reward. The second one I put down was, with freedom comes responsibility. And that's whether we're talking about in a social setting or in a spiritual setting. If we have the freedom from sin, there's responsibilities that go with that. And if we want freedoms in all the many aspects of our life, there are responsibilities to go with that. Third one I put down was, reap what we sow. The second thing to embrace, and I am just about out of time, the holy righteousness of God. Children, as part of their role, they need to see reflected in the lives of their parents the righteousness of God. For them to imitate and appreciate that and experience that, they have to see it in our lives. They need to see it reflected in the lives of those where they go to church. And they need to see it reflected in the lives of righteous people throughout the world. If you can get across to them, as part of their role is to grow up and be like God, be righteous. That's one of their greatest responsibilities of their role. There's 1,000 ways to do that. B.G. Neely up at Englewood, he said, the way I taught my boys not to smoke, he said, every time we would be out in the car riding along and I'd see some old derelict person just, you know, really not like a wino or whatever, and he had a cigarette in his mouth, I'd just point out, well, look at that guy smoking over there. He said, I never said, look at that guy if he was in a suit smoking. But he would always pick out for the examples where the righteousness of God really, really, really wasn't working. And we need to do that to help our children see their role in their lives is to become godlike. We're out of time. This is just scratching the surface. But remember that we all have the responsibility to help children fulfill their roles as they're growing up in God's sight, to someday want to become children again and become children of our Heavenly Father. Thank you for your kind attention. We'll now have a dismissal prayer.